Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Sorry, got off on a little pizza oven tangent there in that last segment, but we'll get her back on the trail here. So.
You're forgiven. You're forgiven. we're going to turn this into a really nice spot for Garrett's.
Right, yeah.
Because that's where you got it, right?
Right, it is, yes.
And that's
absolutely
where I'll be going now to get one. Thanks right. a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome, but they are...
I got a question for you, though.
Yep.
You know Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Yes.
I think the company is called Reese's, because when okay. I go into the supermarket in some of the cool little foreign food sections or the where you find artichoke hearts and stuff
right,
like
yeah.
that, there's a brand called Reese's Artichoke Hearts, and it looks like the same logo.
Right.
Now, they have one series that is called Marinated and Grilled.
Oh.
Dude, if I open a jar of those, they'll never make it to the food. They're so good. You'll right. just start plucking them like, you know.
Yep, the artichoke
do you do
heart.
That with olives when right, you open a jar of olives?
Right, yeah.
It's like you just start nailing them before you even do any cooking. Well, it's called Reese's, and they're called Marinated and Grilled, or Grilled and Marinated.
Right. But they're artichoke hearts.
And they're blackened a little bit.
Yep.
I'm telling you, the flavor, whatever their marinade is just right. It's very mild, but a little yep. vinegary. And I think the grilling, what they do, makes it just like picture perfect. And so what I do is I take my ulu, my Alaskan blade,
right.
and I chop them into small pieces and put those on pizzas.
Yeah.
Put them on all kinds of things, honestly.
Sure.
And I'll tell you what, people that like artichoke hearts are thrilled to see those beauties on
yeah.
top of their pizza.
There again.
Your chicken pizza with
right.
the white sauce, or if you do like the Flat River Grill has one that's called, it's named after a drink of sorts, margarita pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And it's basically sautéed marinated onions and artichoke hearts. I think mushrooms would be a great addition to that. And then chicken. And then a provolone and mozzarella.
Yep.
So good.
Yep.
Speaking of mozzarella, we went over to my son Jordan and his wife Allie's house the other day. And Allie, they buy their milk from a farmer. They
yeah,
buy raw milk.
I saw that. I saw him do a post on
and,
that.
Yeah, and so they've always got a lot of milk. They drink a lot of milk. Two kids now. And so if soon as her milk is like a day or two old, she's making sure it's gone. And if not, this Allie, she's talented. She makes mozzarella cheese.
Oh, yeah. Yep, whole milk.
And she made us lasagna the other night with that homemade mozzarella. I love homemade mozzarella cheese.
Yeah.
It's nothing like the stuff you buy.
Oh, right.
It's so flavorful.
Yep.
Because mozzarella can be kind of boring. Anyway, weekend camp food. Something some people like to do for the weekend is just take something they have to warm up. And one of my favorite things are pasties.
Yeah.
And I know you're not so big on them, but our family, I mean, people who are pasty freaks, we'll do a lot to get a hold of a good pasty because there's a lot of not so good ones
so,
out there.
So tell us what a pasty is for those that don't know.
Well, it's pie crust. They come from Cornwall, England. The miners' wives made them with a pie crust, and they'd throw chopped up potatoes and meat and vegetables in there. But the real Cornish one is rutabaga, potato, carrots, and meat. Now, my father's farm in the UP, they used venison, potatoes, rutabaga, and onion.
Yep.
And they all grew up on pasties, and we all grew up on pasties. In Saranac, Michigan, if you look at the Grillin' Guys website, go to thegrillinguys.com, look over to the right, you'll see all of our sponsors. Vicky's Pasty is no longer a sponsor, but we love that place so much that we just keep them on the board because we like to celebrate good businesses.
Right.
And it's right downtown Saranac. I'm
Which
telling
is a
you,
block long, so you can't
yeah,
miss it.
Yeah, it's just east between Lowell and Ionia, if you know where that's at. But those guys work so hard in there. It's
uh-huh.
it's a labor of love. That's the closest thing to a Western Upper Peninsula pasty we've been able to find down here.
Right.
And that's because Tony, the dad, is from Iron Mountain. So that's the western side of the UP are a
right.
little bit different pasties. Eastern side, you know, they're not so much rutabaga. They substitute with carrots, and that's like putting gravy on one. It's just
right.
wrong.
Or ketchup.
No, ketchup is the...
You got to have ketchup.
Yeah. And matter of fact, what they do is they make a pasty ketchup in the UP, and it's basically ketchup with a little hot sauce. So I'll usually take a bottle, a half-done bottle of ketchup, and I'll put some Cholula in it, and I'll shake it up.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So go to Vicky's.
But
Bridge
those
Street
are
pasty
those are great because you can just heat them up, or you can bring them heated up in a pan, you know, little insulated carrier. And
you can pick them up right at Vicky's and then put them in a cooler and take them to your thing, and they'll be piping hot because when they pull them out of the oven, they're but you want to order them. If you're going to do more than four or five, you should order them in advance so they can be ready for you because they have runs on their product all the time.
So another thing that are hot dips, and Bob and I use a cast iron to cook in a tremendous amount of the time. Bob has a wall of cast iron in his home, and it's right adjacent to the kitchen. And it's literally, there's 8 or 10 cast iron pans hanging on hooks there. And I know they're used on a daily basis in his kitchen. And I do too. Ours set on top of our stove. And heating something up, a dip, some sort of a buffalo chicken dip or whatever you want, heat it up and then bring it to the tailgate. It'll stay hot for an hour. A dip will like that. If you take it out of the oven and put it in some sort of insulated carrier, whatever you have, even wrap it in a towel and put it in a cooler.
Put a lid on it first.
Yeah, right. Put a lid on it and some tin foil. Wrap it in a towel and
throw
it in
the cooler. Done that a bunch of times.
Right. Then it'll be hot when you get to your tailgate. It's amazing how that cast iron holds heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got warm dips that are ready to go. Same thing with sandwiches. You know, you can take sandwiches out of the oven.
One of my favorites is the Parmesan artichoke dip.
Yeah, you're on artichokey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Asobi makes a beautiful one.
Yep.
So I'll buy a couple of his big tubs, and I'll put it in a big pan, and I'll add some more ingredients, top it with some fresh parm and mozzarella, and it's so good. People, you're right. You put a box of Triscuits out there.
Right.
And some, wheat thins or whatever.
Right.
Whatever people like, pretzels, nacho chips. Yeah, that'll be the first thing to go. Yep. The seagulls just come flying in.
They're from everywhere. Hey, I can smell your dip from three tailgates away.
Yeah. Tell you another nice thing for weekend camp food is just some sort of a loin. Because you can take beef loin, pork loin, not chicken loin. That's a phony thing. It doesn't exist.
Right.
But you can get a spit and put it on your fire and just rotate it every 10, 15 minutes and let it sit next to your fire and have a slow cook. And that is a wonderful, for one thing, everybody keeps looking at it. So you're building that anticipation, right? And then they're bugging you. Is it done? Is it done? And that's when you know that your effort was worthwhile is when they're anticipating the deliciousness.
So with regard to that, that doesn't necessarily have to be hot when you bring it to the tailgate.
This is not a tailgate food. I'm sorry. I was talking about just fall outdoor cooks.
Okay.
No, you're not going to have a spit and a fire at a tailgate. You've got too many people drinking and walking around.
Right.
You'll end up.
But you could potentially smoke a pork loin, not the tenderloin, but the whole loin, the one the size of a softball.
Yeah.
Smoke that and then cool it back down and cut it thin and make little sandwiches or put that on toast points or crackers or whatever. But a great flavor profile, and that's an inexpensive one. Pork loin is one of your best values
always in
meat, and it's just fabulous. But don't overcook it. Just go to 140 degrees center temperature, and you'll be fine. It'll be done, and it'll be wonderful.
This is kind of overkill, but a corn on the cob, several ways to do it on a grill, on a fire, whatever, but that is still something people absolutely love to eat at a get-together. There's just something thrilling about grabbing that stalk and peeling back the husk and biting into it, slathering it in butter. And if you leave the husk on it and the stem, you can literally shuck it back, dip it in butter, and put it on a plate and just have a mountain of it and just keep rolling it out.
Right.
But that grills up nicely if you just grill it with the husk on it.
Right.
It's pretty nice.
Little tip on that butter, okay? Get yourself a taller pot and fill it about a halfway with water, and then put a couple sticks of butter in there and melt the butter. It'll stay on top of the water, and you don't need to make a whole thing because you want to dip that ear of corn in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes down in the water, it doesn't matter because as it comes out, it grabs the butter. But you don't need a big, deep pot of butter then. That's all. Just a little grilling cook.
There you go.
Yeah, anyway, that was your tip of the day from the grilling guys. Stick with us. We got one more segment. We'll be back.